Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening today. You know, we have lots of fun with broadcasting from our secret underground bunker here in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., but today's guest really does have some experience in those secret underground bunkers. His name is Kevin Shipp, and Kevin was one of the most widely experienced officers in the CIA. He was the agent on the protective detail, the director and deputy director of the CIA, managed the outgoing operations, was an internal security officer, did counterintelligence investigations, and more. Should be a fascinating program today. We welcome Kevin Shipp to the Burke Allen program. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Burke. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I have to ask you, first of all, you've written this new book, In From the Cold. Was there an issue with your former employers before you sat down to write this? Is there some sort of, in the business world, a non-disclosure agreement? Is there an equivalent agreement that you had to sign before you could do this?
Oh, yes, Burke. As a condition of employment, all agency employers are required to sign a federal secrecy agreement, which mandates that they have to submit everything they write regarding the agency or the intelligence community to the CIA for pre-publication review and approval. I signed that, and thus I had to go through the CIA pre-publication review board to take a look at my manuscript before it was printed.
Now, occasionally, Kevin, you will see documents that are released to the news media that are blacked out in certain lines and paragraphs of sensitive information. Was there a lot of that happened with your book when you got it back from the CIA handlers?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there was. I kind of give the analogy. It's kind of like forcing a side of beef through a keyhole. My first manuscript was sent back. It looked really like someone had taken a can of black spray paint to it.
Wow.
So learning from that, I went back and forth and back and forth with the CIA pre-publications review board, tit for tat, word for word, really, in the entire document until we both agreed on what would be approved for publication. And in the document, you'll see some blacked out areas that the agency mandated that I redact, but the rest was left pretty much intact.
Kevin Shipp is our guest today. He's written a fascinating book about his time with the CIA. It's called In From the Cold. It's available in bookstores everywhere, and you can check it out on our website as well. If you'd like to be a part of the program, the number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Tell us about how, as a young man, you got interested in working for the CIA. How does that happen when other kids want to be firemen or policemen or football players?
Well, it was kind of ironic. I had a close friend who was working in the agency at the time talked me into putting in an application, and I was a biology major, essentially was a starving biologist, and just based on his prompting, I turned in the application and just kind of forgot about it, and through a sequence of events that I'm writing about in my next book, should come out in about 5 months, I applied to the agency, went through the polygraph process, the background investigation, got in, and then found out really what I was going to be doing for a living. So when I applied, I essentially had no idea until I was inside.
What surprised you the most about the Central Intelligence Agency, perhaps the biggest misconception that the public might have?
Well, I think because of the secrecy that the agency has to function under, people don't really realize that really it's a real group of human beings, normal people, that get inside and have to deal with a lot of normal human elements in the agency. I think the populace at large has a much larger view of the agency than it actually is. It's bound by the same limitations as other federal agencies. So when you get inside, you kind of see the humanity of it. And once you get the clearance, you see the kind of the length of what the agency enables you to do in your career.
Kevin Shipp is our guest today. He's written a book about his time with the CIA. It's called In From the Cold, and he talks about sort of pulling back that curtain of CIA secrecy and operations more than any other book that's ever been released. Was there a part of you as you wrote this that you thought, man, I don't know if I should put this out there. What if some of this information gets into the wrong hands? Was that ever a consideration?
Oh, certainly. Absolutely. And a lot of that was vetted through the CIA, of course, which wouldn't have let me release anything that would jeopardize national security or my agency career or even my identity as well. So the things were thoroughly vetted and releasable to the public. And the primary goal was to make the public aware of the things that are going on out there so that obviously the more Americans are aware of what they can have access to, the better chances we have, especially of interdicting terror. So no, the things in the book were approved for release, which took some doing, but we finally arrived at an agreement.
Kevin Shipp is our guest today. We're going to talk to him about what his fellow CIA agents think about his book, In From the Cold, right after this on the Burke Allen Program. Stick around.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
Allen Program at 718-506-1944. Kevin Shipp is our guest. The book is In From the Cold. Kevin spent many years with the Central Intelligence Agency, and he's written a book that pulls back the curtain of secrecy, so to speak, on the agency. When the book came out, Kevin, did you share it with any fellow agents, or did you get any flack from these guys that you'd served with for sort of telling the secrets of the shop there?
Well, actually, the opposite happened. Several of my contemporaries who I work with on the inside wished, I think, that a lot of this would come out, and weren't able, still being in there, most of them, to publish this sort of thing. So, no, they all have, I think they've all gone out and ordered the book. I've got several that have written back and said, way to go, finally somebody's been able to say these sorts of things. So the response has been favorable from some of the friends I have that are still on the inside.
When you see Hollywood depictions of the CIA, who gets it right and who has gotten it completely wrong? I'm remembering particularly a movie called Breach that came out last year with Chris Cooper, one of our favorite actors. It was filmed all around our broadcast bunker here about, you know, real events within the agency. Which movies get it right and which are way far afield?
Well, the majority of them, of course, are overinflated and over-dramatized. The problem is the agency can't release the operations that it actually does. There are a few that have come close and maybe to just 3% and 4% mark. One would be The Recruit. That was a good movie, and I think they had some technical advice from a former agency officer. That was one of the better ones. Others, like The Bourne Identity, are dramatized and overplayed and not very accurate. But there have been a couple, The Recruit being one, that had some true parts to them. But, again, it's just a very small percentage.
Now, as I read through the material about you, Kevin, it shows that you were an agent on the protective detail for the director of the agency, which must have been a pretty high-pressure post within the CIA.
It sure was.
It was there ever an imminent threat to the director during that time that you guys were sort of on full alert for?
Yes, there were several on an ongoing basis. The foremost would have been Ayatollah Khomeini had placed a price on the director's head, so we had several fundamentalist Islamic groups that were after the then-director, William Casey, at the time.
Let's talk about, and since you mentioned terrorists, what do you see right now as America's security level? Are we better off than we were prior to September 11th? Have we made any progress on that front?
Oh, yes, we're far better off. The Department of Homeland Security, the agency, and especially the FBI, I think who deserves the bulk of the credit, have gotten far, far better than they were pre-9/11. However, there have been several plots that have been uncovered where intelligence had been flawed, the agencies hadn't corresponded with each other, and some very important and relevant facts had been missed. So the mechanism is still not perfect, and that's why American citizens themselves, as eyes on the ground, need to have an idea of the threat that's out there and kind of have an idea of what to spot as these things are being planned.
Our guest is Kevin Shipp. He's a former CIA officer who's written a new book about the agency called In From the Cold. And in this book, he exposes internal information never before released to the public. If you'd like to pick it up, it's available at bookstores everywhere as well as on all your online sites. And Kevin, as you look back on your career, is there one sort of shining moment that makes you the most proud of your time with the agency?
Well, fulfilling was my time in the Counterterrorism Center. I was out in the field in human operations. I received an award for intelligence collection, primarily against the terrorism target. And although I can't go into details on that, of course, that was probably the most fulfilling. The second would have been my time on the protective detail of then-director William Casey and just kind of seeing the events that transpired toward the end of his life. So those two probably would stand out amongst the rest of my assignments.
And on the flip side, every job has its stuff that you don't want to do. What is in the list of things that your average CIA agent doesn't want to do?
Well, probably the most grueling and perhaps unpleasant at times was that of a polygraph examiner, kind of screening applicants as they came in to the CIA itself.
And what was it about that you disliked? Was it the inaccuracy? Was it the monotony?
Well, I wouldn't call it monotony. It was probably the intensity of it. The job, of course, is critically important, so you're under an unbelievable amount of scrutiny in terms of how you conduct the testing and protection of the subject's rights and things. So it's an extremely intense process. It's up to you to keep especially foreign intelligence services and some terrorist organizations from penetrating, getting past the polygraph. So the pressure is intense, and also you're essentially interviewing people and taking them apart and putting them back together a couple of times a day. So it's extremely an intense job, and I think some folks go on to making that a career for years, and others after about 2 or 3 years decide that they want to find something a little bit more relaxing to do.
And what about you now that you're no longer in the agency? You know, what's next for you? Are you going to become a writer full-time?
Well, I'm a writer full-time. I'm also a consultant on U.S. government contracts for anti-terrorism things that are going on with the Department of State anti-terrorism assistance program. So I'm a consultant in that regard. I've got another book that is with the agency right now. We're waiting to get back. They're doing their cut, so to speak, on that. And then I have a third book I'm working on at present. So I'm involved in both of those things simultaneously.
And if folks want to visit you online, do you have a website as well that they can find out more about you and your book, In From the Cold?
Sure do, Burke. They can go to the author website. It's KevinMShipp.com, and they'll see a little blurb about me there and be able to order the book. And if they'd like an autographed copy, they can leave a note, and we'll be sure that we get them one of those also.
But the question, Kevin, is Kevin M. Shipp your real name, or is it an alias that the agency gave you?
Yeah, that is my real name. Fortunately or unfortunately, I'm stuck with it.
Very good. Kevin Shipp has been our guest today. The book just sounds terrific. It's In From the Cold. You can visit Kevin online at KevinMShipp, and that's Shipp with 2Ps.com. Kevin, thanks for being on the Burke Allen Program.
Great, Burke. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now go out there and make it a great day. Thanks for listening.